if someone's ever given you one of those monthly subscription gifts where you get the chocolate of the month, or this is a real one, the socks of the month club, every month you're like, oh, that's a fun little gift, and it reminds you that they were thinking of you. Well, buckle up, Buttercup. We're about to take subscription services to a whole new level. It's the Chicken of the Month Club. That's right. You can join me and other potties and WayFM listeners at fh.org/Wally Show and give two chickens to a different family every month. Now, chickens in these developing countries make a huge difference in the lives of these families. These chickens provide a sustainable source of protein through their eggs every day, which helps nourish malnourished kids. And since chickens multiply quickly, it's a great side hustle for these families in that they can generate income by selling eggs or chicks in the market. And by you doing a $28 a month gift, you can make sure that a different family gets two chickens every month. That's kind of cool and very different. If someone gave me two chickens every month, I wouldn't know what to do with that. But in these other countries, they not only know what to do with them, they're also very thankful for people thinking of them and helping them out of these tough times. So what I love about Food for the Hungry is their mission to end poverty by going to the places and walking with some of the world's most vulnerable people, and they've done it for 50 years. You can trust them and you can do some good right now. So go to fh.org/Wally Show if you want to join our Chicken of the Month Club. Welcome to the Wally Show Aftercast. All the stuff we did not get to during the course of the show today, including a little rant that everyone got to see off air. People actually walked into the studio because I was just screaming at the TV, and everyone's like, what is going on? This must be a big deal. And then Pastor Chad's like, Wally, probably on a diet. I'm like, no, I have a reason to be upset.
But you are. You're a little hangry.
I am hangry because you guys had breakfast without me today, and I turned it down.
Okay.
You offered to pay.
Yep.
And I turned it down.
Yep.
Because I'm trying to be a little bit better, but still feel good about that.
No, he shouldn't. It's making him an unhappy person.
Well, the problem was, it's always a combination of things. Like in this job, one thing I've learned is that very rarely is it one thing that gets you fired. It's usually when they're like three things combined and then you're like, oh, it's a bad day. Mm-hmm. Or you end up having to, it always is a lot of multiple fires. But like today, I was trying to do a simple thing. Like I was trying to order something online for my wife. Okay. Really easy. No big deal. We order stuff online every day. But no matter what I did, this thing was not taking my order and it was driving me absolutely crazy. And so then I found the mistake finally after I had ranted a little bit. Then I finally found the mistake.
And said you were going to have to call them.
I was.
And you were going to tell them what for.
I was gonna be like, your site, I don't get it. And so I figured out what happened. So got that fixed, finally got the order in. But right on the heels of that, I'm watching Kelly and Ryan, because we have a TV in the studio, and they go to Nashville. So that's where we're out of. And so one of the girls that we see every day on the news, Nikki Bernine, is on the streets doing a stand-up. And so they're talking to her, interviewing her, mm-hmm, about Nashville. And so apparently, though, she loses her earpiece and can't hear them anymore. So she does a great job and really hit a high point and could be done. Like, okay, you're done. I don't have my earpiece. And she even goes, I don't have my earpiece and I'm sorry. Then she proceeds to just talk for another 45 seconds. And then they're talking over her. And I don't like that chaos. And I don't like things being produced badly. And it has nothing to do with me whatsoever. But I like Nikki Bernine. And I'm like, oh, you're just making yourself look bad. Like, why did they not cut the feed and just go back to Ryan and Kelly, toss to them and go, okay, we're going to cut her feed. Just tell them in their ear and then they just roll with it. And she was great. She did a great job. But the stalling and just going when she didn't know what to do was not a good thing.
Gavin, do you feel like any other day, if he had had McDonald's, let's say, do you think that this would have bothered him?
He might have just not turned the TV on.
No, it's always little things. It's the little things in life that really do get me. Really get me.
And you say, like, get you, and you're like, I had a rant. It was a rant.
Yeah.
Like, level 11.
Like, yeah. Slam table.
Betty was scared. She's like,
oh, no, I've never.
No, she was scared.
No, 15 years has taught me.
If it's these types of things. Like, yeah. there are certain things that I feel like we'll sit back and be like, okay, like maybe we do need to figure something out. But this was a website,
it was
a TV show.
Right.
Like, it's nothing important.
And I get it. Like, I get it's lunacy. Totally understand that. But it's like, I'm like, I feel better. I vented about that. Because it kept me from venting here in the Aftercast, because I got a rant that, okay.
Like, you have another one that you're about to go into?
I got one more in
there. The sad part is, too, you gave me something to talk about in least of these that's going to make you rant.
Oh, so good. It's going to be a good one today.
Buckle up, buttercup.
In all seriousness, I was watching the story on Lego and this whole idea of gender-neutral toys. And we are just killing our society trying to be and placate everybody and trying to be so fair across the board and trying to be so non-offensive. And now, like, removing gender from different toys and things like that, I think is ridiculous, honestly. Like, in California, they're saying retailers have to have a gender-neutral toy aisle. No, you don't. You don't. It's okay to have toys that girls would like and okay to have toys that boys would like. It's all right. It's part of who we are. It's part of who we are inside, who we're ingrained to be. It's kind of like everyone saying, well, I don't see color. I don't want to see color. No, that's wrong. That's doing a disservice to color. That's doing a disservice to the diversity that we all have. Like, we are men and women for a reason. God designed it that way. And so when we try to do everything we can to strip that away, we're stripping away the essence of who we are as people. When we do this with color and we say, I don't see color. You're not black. You're not this. You're not this. You're not this. No, celebrate that color. Celebrate that difference, that diversity. That is beauty, and that's why God created it that way. Now, Betty Rock, you were like, I could see you going, what are you gonna say?
My point would be that I think it's a lack of parentship, if that's a word.
It's not, but okay.
It will be today. I am not a parent, so I can only say so much, but I feel like a lot of these conversations about difference in how we look or how we act, those are conversations that parents should be having with their kids and teaching them love. And instead of that, and that's not happening, now there are other labels, there are other, like the government, there are other companies that are having to take over for that and have those, instead of having those conversations, they're having to make everything neutral so that, because the conversations aren't happening.
Right. Yeah. The neutrality that we're trying to do.
For instance, if you're saying, like, we saw where Legos, they're making it now where girls can feel comfortable playing Legos as well.
And they should have always been. Like, there's nothing
and I agree
gender
with you.
About it.
I agree with you. But they were saying in that thing that we saw that they did this poll and a lot of girls were saying that they are embarrassed to be seen playing with Legos. Okay, so that really comes down to they're being bullied by probably boys saying, you shouldn't be playing with this or whatever. Once again, this is a conversation that children should be having with their parents instead. And the parents should be noticing what the kids are, what's going on in their kids' lives. Don't let them just sit there in front of an iPad, but ask them what's going on and say, well, why are you embarrassed by that? And then step in, do something, but show them it's not that big of a deal.
I would have loved if my daughter had played with Legos when she was a kid. She just had no interest in it. Like, it would have been great. She liked puzzles and liked dolls. And it wasn't like, oh, we're just forcing these gender stereotypical toys on her. It's what she liked, you know? Like, Legos would have been great. I would have played with pink Legos. Don't care, you know? And, like, for example, Lego, you could make things because they make Bionics and all these other, like, Star Wars and things like that. Like, they make themed Legos. Mm-hmm. You could make themed Legos that, like, might appeal to a girl. More girls probably like Frozen than boys. Not the worst thing in the world. It's okay, you know? Mm-hmm. But if your kid likes Frozen, God bless him. You know, if he's a guy, it's fine. I found myself, we're going to talk about this on the show the other day, is like something you couldn't believe you found yourself doing. Today, literally today, driving in, as I was going through my phone, I'm letting my phone just play songs alphabetically. Mm-hmm. And so I'm on the F's, and sure enough today Frozen came on and I literally am singing. Oh no, it's for the first time in forever. So I'm in the F's. First time, like, there you go, Gavin. See, he's not ashamed.
Yeah, no.
No one's gonna make fun of you, Gavin. You let your flag fly there, okay?
Well, yeah.
I know. Go ahead, Rock, get on him. No, but like I found myself singing and enjoying the song. And I'm like, okay, there's nothing wrong with that.
Well,
it's
even when
song.
I think about when I was a little girl, I was all in, my mom wanted me to be in Baby Dolls because that's what she enjoyed and dollhouses and things. And I didn't care about any of that unless it did something.
Right.
Like if a baby did something, like I had one where you could, it would eat. So you could put the spoon in its mouth and then the food would disappear.
Yeah.
So I loved that.
Where did it go?
It went inside the spoon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was like a little spring.
Whoa,
it had
nice.
Like a little spring. So like when anything touched the tip of the spoon, like the mouth of the baby, then the food would spring back into the spoon. Anyways, all that to say, I had like I remember this red mountain that came with all these plastic dinosaurs, and that was my favorite toy. And I know that was meant for a boy, but I didn't feel anything bad about it. My parents didn't say boo about it. They just let me do whatever I wanted.
Yeah, I mean, if you like it, like, yeah, I don't have a problem with that stuff. What I do have a problem with is when, you know, the governments and things like that are like, you need to have gender-neutral toys. You wonder why our kids are so stinking confused. That's why, you know, because nobody speaks truth to them anymore. Mm. Everyone's so afraid, you know, and so it's just, that's part of, I think that's honestly, that's part of our problem as well. And so I was actually looking up for a clip here, but I don't think I have it. Darn it.
Oh, goodness.
Nate Bargatze.
Always looking for Nate Bargatze.
He's so funny, but he has a whole thing about buying his wife a big girl oven. Like a gender stereotype joke. It's really funny, though, and why he got in trouble for that. But anywho, so that was just that little thing.
That little thing.
Is this a trick or a treat? Dr. Anthony Fauci, you know him. He's the infectious disease guy for the White House. He says that trick-or-treating this year, huzzah! You go have fun, kids. Kids, and he's always been like what people say is the fun police, but he's like, oh yeah, go ahead, knock yourselves out. And they asked, like, hey, do we have to wear a mask outside for trick-or-treating? He's like, no. Like a few weeks ago, like, everything's bad and the world is gonna end, and now it's like, yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, I don't even know why we're looking to him for answers anyway.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. And this is the one holiday where you could be like, yeah, just go with something with a mask, you know?
Yeah,
like this would be the easy one to do.
Yeah,
but that is good news for kids. They're saying, hey, going outside and trick-or-treating door to door probably isn't gonna be a problem for you this year. And I think he made the announcement about it being okay to trick-or-treat to bolster sales of the Anthony Fauci Halloween costume. I think so. That's my own bias, but I think he's trying to push that. So anyway, what do you got there, Lady Rock?
Well, we're not going to play any Nate Bargatze, but we are still going to do some stand-up.
Okay.
We've got Jim Gaffigan.
Nice.
Who talks about when you go to a place, a new, like you're on vacation, and everybody wants you to see the sights, but he just really doesn't want to.
Some places you feel like a pressure to do something, like St. Louis, you got to go see our art. Why don't I just go to McDonald's and see two?
That's funny.
San Antonio, you got to go to the Alamo. I was going to nap. Now you got to stand outside in blistering heat and look at a building.
He's hit and miss for me comedically, but that the arch joke is really funny. Have you been to the St. Louis Arch by any chance?
Mm-mm.
Have you, Gavin?
I've driven past it a million times, but I've never seen it.
It is kind of fascinating. Like how you get up, you get into this little elevator. And when I say little elevator, I mean little elevator. It's like a circle and you sit in it. It's claustrophobic. Mm-hmm. You have to like bend your head in to get in. Mm-hmm. So you're in this little orb in essence, and it just kind of goes click, 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 click.
Oh,
and
you
it
don't makes smoothly?
No, not smooth. And you run up the inside of the arch like at, it, so basically, it has a rotator thing. So as it goes up, because the arch is curved, obviously, like an arch, the car that you're riding in goes down like this, and it stays level as it goes up to the arch. But then you get up to the very top of this thing, and like you're in this narrow little 13-foot wide thing with all these windows up there so you can see out the arch over the city. It's kind of cool, man. Like,
you sound like the guy that Jim Gaffigan is complaining about.
Yeah, I know, but I honestly was really glad I did it. Like when we went there,
some are worth it, I think. Like, yeah. I personally went to New York City, and when we went to the what's it called? The Statue of Liberty.
Yeah. You again. He did the arm up and we all Statue of Liberty. Yeah. We got you.
Like, I think that it's like a wonderful landmark for our country, but I was really bored. Like, it's just not the most entertaining thing for me, but I'm not a history buff.
It wasn't as big as I thought it was going to be either.
No, it's really
like,
not.
I was kind of surprised at that. I'm like, oh, France, what's wrong with you?
Also, Jim Gaffigan goes on to talk about the Alamo.
Can you imagine that level of bravery? 187 Texans fought 2,000 of Santa Anna's finest Mexican troops. And at one point, those 187 Texans just decided, we should just fight till we all die. Like, if I was there, I would have been like, excuse me, I love the idea of Texas too, but have you tried this Mexican food? It is delicioso.
That's awesome. Where is a place, Betty Rock, that you've traveled to that you went into like a tourist thing and it was good? Like, you're like, that was a good, I'm glad I went and saw that. Because you've traveled a little bit more lately. Like, you were out in Washington State recently.
Yeah.
You went to New York City. Did you do anything in New York that you're
yes,
like?
Yes. We I wanted to see Strawberry Fields.
Oh, the street or the recording studio thing?
No, it's in Central Park for the Beatles.
Yeah.
And I wanted to see, and it's across the street from where John Lennon was assassinated. So I wanted to go over there too.
That's morbid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I did see the Statue of Liberty. That was really cool. And Times Square.
Yeah. Times Square is interesting.
But it's go and I'm good. Like, I'd never want to go again.
You've seen
dirty,
it once.
It's gross and nasty.
That's how Hollywood Boulevard is.
Just New York City as a whole?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I do kind of agree with that.
I didn't like it.
Yeah. There's energy.
Too busy.
When I was younger, I actually didn't like New York. And then as I got older, I found that I liked it more. I liked the energy of it and the angst of it.
That's probably what I don't like
either. Yeah, exactly. No.
People just honk their horns just to honk them.
Yeah, I've had really good experiences in New York. I think my first one was a bad experience, and so I didn't go back for years. And then after that, I've had really good experiences and good, like, kind people and stuff, and it was really good. One of the landmarks I went to that I was like, oh, that's cool, Grand Canyon. You go up there and you stand on the edge of it and you look over it and you're like, wow, that is a massive hole. Anyone want lunch?
Well, it's like, if you just look left to right and then back, like, you're not going to find something new.
There's nothing new. Yeah, it's the same thing. Wow. Now, they have like a bridge you can walk out on.
I would love for you to have this conversation with Jesus and just say, it's all right.
Did he do it on purpose? I don't know. Maybe it was a mistake. Maybe like he let the bathtub water out.
Wow, so you're calling his majesty
a mistake.
Is that
what the flood was?
I see the error in that right now. Yes. Okay, so he likes holes in the ground, I guess. I don't know. I mean, it's impressive, I guess.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, it's pretty, but I just don't think I could. Unless I was like hiking down into it, like that kind of thing, like where you take the donkey ride down in it, or you're flying a helicopter in it, like that.
You can raft through it, I think.
Yeah. See, I would like to do that, but literally just standing there and looking at it, you take it all in a good 30 seconds to a minute, and you're good. I wanted to leave. I was there. And my wife's the same way. Like, we go and see something. Oh, that's cool. And then it's on to the next thing. And so we were there for about 5 minutes in. My wife and I were like, this is great. But we were traveling with some people, and they wanted to take 1,000 pictures and spend a ton of time there. And I'm like, I just want to get back on the road, because we were coming across the country. And it just was like, all right.
Ready to get back.
Yeah, it's pretty.
Well, my other story is about Demi Lovato.
Oh, a rant!
So here we go. She thinks that, and let me just finish before you rant, okay?
Sure. Got it.
So Demi Lovato is offended again.
Of course.
And this is toward aliens.
Oh, I can't stand her.
Except I shouldn't use that word. She says that is wrong and it's derogatory, that we need to use the word extraterrestrials instead. She's doing a show. It's called Unidentified, where she goes out with her sister and they're looking at UFOs, okay? She said, I think we need to stop calling aliens aliens because it's just a wrong term. Instead, I like to use the word ETs, okay? So alien is from the old French word alien in Latin for alienness.
It's from the old French word alien. Okay, thank you.
Alienness.
Okay.
And they both mean strange or foreign.
Sure.
So she doesn't want the aliens to feel like we're calling them strange or foreign. Instead, call them extraterrestrials.
Doesn't matter
which
what
is
you
not
call
offensive.
Them. They're just going to take over the planet anyway. Like, oh my goodness. Like, what is wrong with this girl? Why is she getting a platform? Why are people listening to anything she has to say?
I don't know if they're listening. They may be just making fun of her because this whole article, I mean, it's not like they're saying she's right.
She lost her mind.
Well,
like,
maybe
honestly,
she thinks that she's gone so far that she's like, you know what? Maybe I'll just embrace the fact that I'm the person who says the really ridiculous stuff and just, you know, gets popular on that.
Maybe. I mean, or maybe, like, is she so broken that, because she had a lot of mess going on in her life. Is she so, when you get to a place where you're trying so hard to not offend anything or anybody, then you ultimately end up never saying anything of any consequence that matters, you know, and like, and then you just, anything you say, it's looked at skeptically, like, I don't care what you have to say. I don't care what your opinion is, because you've obviously proven to me your opinion doesn't matter when you cannot have a rational thought in your head.
Yeah.
You know, and so I think you do yourself a disservice when you fly on all these extremes. Same thing on the far, far religious right, too. Like, same exact thing happens, to be fair, is when you're so far over there and you're making these crazy claims that are off-putting to everybody, and it keeps people at arm's length from your faith because you can't have a normal conversation with somebody, then that does a disservice as well, and you get written off as a lunatic, and your opinion then ceases to matter to people. And so that's what, like, having that balance and not living on the two extremes, I think, is always the better course of action if you want to have influence, you know, on people and in this world. But, whew, God bless her. Aliens.
Don't call them that.
Extraterrestrials. Yeah. At first I thought you were talking about, like, she doesn't want to call people aliens, because that has been a politically correct thing that people are saying now.
Politically incorrect?
Calling someone an alien is now becoming politically incorrect, even though it just means stranger or foreigner, mm-hmm. you know. But again, we take words and we vilify the word, even though it means something, you know. It's like that one guy that was so mad at me years ago here at WayFM because I used the word asinine. I'm like, dude, I'm not swearing. That's a word. Like, it's a literal word. Mm-hmm. I'm not trying to be shocking. I'm saying this is asinine. Like, this conversation I'm having with you is asinine. Look up, get a dictionary, sir. That's all I need you to do.
Wonder if he, like, came back at some point. Like, wonder if he ever just came back to listen.
I don't know. Don't care. All right. Hey, kids. Let's do some birthdays.
We want to give a happy birthday shout out to no one.
Oh, shoot, because I had a really good idea.
What?
I was going to do a positive rant.
Oh,
I was going to rant about somebody who was so great. Yeah, yeah. Like, take all of their positive things, but put it in the tone of a rant, but just talk about all their positive stuff.
Well, let me just throw a name out there and you go for it.
Okay.
Betty Rock.
My mom's birthday was this last weekend.
Oh, I love your mom.
Gavin! Betty
Rock.
Her
birthday was forever ago.
Oh.
Ryan Seacrest.
Oh, stop.
Guys, I can't
another
say,
rant.
I can't come up with anything positive except those cheekbones. all right. You know what? Let's just finish this since I can't really do this.
It's impossible.
All right. That's going to do it for
and
your
And as
AfterCast.
Always, thanks for being a potty.
Thank you, Rock.